Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1512, 4 Reasons Why You Can't Stop Shopping and What to Do About It, by Jennifer of SimplyFiercely.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I serenade you with the sweet sounds of personal finance knowledge from some of the best blogs on the planet, with the author's permission, of course. For now, let's get to today's post as we optimize your life. 4 Reasons Why You Can't Stop Shopping and What to Do About It, by Jennifer of SimplyFiercely.com. As I walked through the front door, I took a deep breath and felt a sense of ease wash over me. There's just something about department stores, don't you think? They know what they're doing when they put the perfume counters near the front. The smell, the lighting, the music, it hits you all at once and it feels like magic. Or at least I used to think so. Things are very different now, but for more than a decade, I was a shopaholic. Shoes, handbags, clothes, homewares, you name it. I was in the shops at least 5 times a week, so trust me, I know just how difficult it can be to change your shopping habits. But the good news is that it can be done. After years of struggle, I learned how to turn my life around, and it all started with understanding the why behind my shopping addiction. Here are 4 reasons why you can't stop shopping and what to do about it. And please note that the following advice is based on my experience as a self-diagnosed shopaholic. I'm not a mental health professional, and I encourage you to seek out professional advice if you need it. Why you can't stop shopping? You're escaping from something. If you're hearing this, then you've probably experienced a shopper's high firsthand. There's an adrenaline rush, especially when you find a bargain. It feels good, and it's a great way to escape from your everyday life. A job you hate, a bad relationship, or a mess waiting for you at home. We all have things we want to avoid, and what better way than by shopping? It's okay to do every once in a while, but if you genuinely can't stop shopping, you have to ask yourself if it's become a coping mechanism. You end up buying a lot of stuff that you don't need, and perhaps more importantly, you avoid dealing with your problems. It might protect you from pain in the short term, but in the long term, you could end up wasting years living a life half lived. I know this firsthand because I use shopping, clutter, and busyness to hide from my own problems for longer than I'd like to admit. Don't make this mistake for any longer than necessary. Stop now because life is too short. What to do about it? Next time you feel the urge to shop, pause for a moment and ask yourself what you're avoiding. This might be enough to keep you out of the shops, but even if it doesn't, it will help you identify any problems in need of addressing. You are surrounded by shoppers. The other day, Facebook reminded me of a post I shared almost a decade ago. It was a meme that read, "Life is short, buy the shoes." I laughed at first until I thought about my old shoe collection, over 100 pairs, and all the hard-earned money I've wasted. Suddenly, it seemed a lot less funny. But still, it was an important reminder. For most of us, shopping is a big part of our culture. We see our friends and family shopping all the time, And then there's what we see online, which is often even worse. From social media influencers showing off haul videos to celebrities who never wear the same thing twice, we're surrounded by people who normalize shopping. Our own shopping habits seem harmless in comparison, but by whose standards? Make sure your actions are guided by your own beliefs and not by others. What to do about it? Pay attention to what triggers your urge to shop. Is it friends, family, or people you see online? If so, what boundaries can you put in place so that your shopping decisions are not influenced by others? You aren't comfortable with who you are. This is a big one, my friends. Every time you shop, you aren't really buying stuff. Instead, you're buying a story. Think about it. You don't really want new mascara, do you? Instead, what you're really buying is the promise of longer, thicker lashes. You aren't comfortable with what you see in the mirror, so you buy something new, hoping it will make you feel better about yourself. Now, obviously, not everyone who buys mascara has a problem with shopping, but if you genuinely can't stop buying more, you should definitely ask yourself if a lack of self-worth is fueling your purchases. I say this with compassion because I struggled with self-acceptance for a long time. I didn't like who I was, so I tried to hide behind designer dresses and stiletto heels. But in the end, all I was left with was an empty bank account and sore feet. What to do about it? Before you make a new purchase, look for the story that you're selling yourself. Is it true or is it a fantasy? You don't realize how much you spend and what it's costing you. Shopping is something I used to do mindlessly and out of habit. I did it on my lunch break, on my way home from work, and from my laptop in the evenings. I did it so often that it wasn't a special event anymore. I wasn't aware of how much I shopped, and even scarier, I didn't know how much I was spending. I could pay my bills at the end of the month, and in my mind, that was good enough. But was it really? Looking back, I know now that I've spent tens of thousands of dollars on things I can't even remember buying. That's a lot of money for anyone, but it's even more painful when I think about what that money represents. Hours of my life wasted in unfulfilling jobs, missed opportunities like trips and experiences I couldn't afford, and environmental waste because stuff costs more than just money. Plus, there's a human cost. I claim to be a compassionate person, but who could I have helped with that money? $20 spent on cheap t-shirts or $20 donated to a local food bank? Ultimately, these decisions are personal, but the real question is, what are your purchases costing you? If you can't stop shopping, then odds are you don't know how to answer this question. What to do about it? When you're tempted to buy something, look at the price and ask, what's the true cost? How many hours of your life would you be trading for your purchase? Are there any other hidden costs to consider? See if this influences your decision-making. You just listened to the post titled Four Reasons Why You Can't Stop Shopping and What to Do About It by Jennifer of simplyfiercely.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I appreciated how transparent Jennifer was in this article. She really hit on some of the underlying reasons why we spend. When you're not at peace with yourself, mindless consumption is a great method for distraction. But at the end of the day, what we spend any resource on, our time, our money, our energy, it's a reflection of what we value. And I think if there's a discrepancy between what we value deep down and how we're habitually spending our resources, we end up creating a lot of heartache for ourselves. While I was never much of a shopper, I definitely see how I was avoiding my feelings by spending money going out and partying a lot in my 20s. A night at home alone made me feel like a loser. I just wasn't able to enjoy my own company. I needed a constant distraction. When I decided to buckle down and get out of debt, I ended up spending a lot more time alone. I was cooking, reading, journaling, and working out a lot more. This is why I say that an interest in personal finance led me to a whole lot of personal development. Restricting my spending forced me to learn how to enjoy my own company and to start to peel back the onion on why I feel such a need to distract myself. This is something I continue to work on to this day, but getting out of debt really jump-started this process for me. And that will do it for today. Have a great day and start to your weekend. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back here reading to you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.